suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Suddenly means it's without warning, and without remedy means there's no fixing it. There's no going back. It gets to a point where it's just too late. And in Proverbs chapter 1, the Bible is describing a time when it would become too late for people who had rejected the word of God. They didn't want to listen to what God had to say. Now they're looking for him. Now they're seeking him and they can't find him. Now let's go through this point by point here in Proverbs 1. It says, because I've called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. It's not that God isn't interested in saving people. It's not that God doesn't love people and reach out to them and give them every chance. Look, he stretched out his hand, but they didn't regard it. He called unto them, but they refused. He says, but you would none of my reproof. He's saying you didn't want to be corrected. You didn't want to be told that you were wrong. You said it not all my counsel. So you looked at the wisdom and truth of the Bible and you turn your nose up at it and say, well, I don't need that. I'm not interested. That's nothing. That's just written by a bunch of goat herders or what, right? Isn't that what people say when they mock the Bible, which is the greatest book on this planet, which is not even in the same class with any other book. No other book can even be compared to it. He says, I also will laugh, verse 26, at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Now, some people would look at this and see God laughing at the wicked or mocking the wicked. And they would say, well, that isn't very loving of God. I can't believe that he would do such a thing. But folks, hold on a second. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's love is not in question. God is an extremely loving God. He's very merciful, compassionate. He's very gracious. And God loved us so much that he sacrificed his son on the cross to save us. The Bible says the very hairs of our head are numbered. Every thought that we have, he knows it altogether. He forms and fashions us in our mother's womb. It's not that God isn't a loving God. It's just that God eventually, when you've spat in his face and rejected him so many times, will eventually give up and give you